Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give to your servants and employees that which is fair and just, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue persistently in prayer, being spiritually awake and thankful, and pray for us too, that God would open to us a door for the word, enabling us to speak the mystery of the Anointed One, for which I am also in chains, so that I may proclaim it in the best possible way. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside of the Anointed One, wisely using the available time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you can best answer each one. Tychicus will tell you about all my business. He is a beloved brother, faithful servant, and fellow slave in the Lord, whom, together with Onesimus, the faithful and much-loved brother who is one of you, I have sent to you for this very purpose, so that you may know our situation, and so that he may comfort your hearts. They will let you know everything which is going on here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, along with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions to receive, if he comes to you. And Jesus, called Justus, who are of the circumcision. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who are Jews, men who have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, a servant of the Anointed One, Jesus, who is one of you, greets you. He is always praying earnestly for you, so that you may stand perfected and be in complete conformity with all the will of God. For I testify about him that he has a deep concern for you, for those in Laodicea, and for those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas send greetings to you. Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea along with Nympha and the gathering of the called out ones that is in her house. When this letter has been read among you, cause it to be read also in the gathering of the called out ones of the Laodiceans. You should read the letter from Laodicea too. Say to Archippus, pay careful attention to the ministry which you have received from the Lord, and fulfill it. This is a greeting from me, Paul, written with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. This is the end of Colossians chapter 4, and the conclusion of the book of Colossians. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.